Today's gospel with the appointing of the 72 is only found in Luke's gospel. It's not in any of the other gospels. But it's an important passage because it's one of the foundations for the priesthood. And so if anyone ever asked, you know, where is the priesthood in Scripture, this is a good place to go to. But when we look at how Christ constituted the church, first he placed Peter as the head of the apostles. Peter was the undisputed leader of the church. And then he had the 12 apostles who were the first bishops of the church. And in this passage, the 72 shows another level in the hierarchy that Christ is establishing, and that's the priesthood. And that parallels what happened in the Old Testament with the people of Israel, because Aaron was the high priest, and then under him were the 12 tribes of Israel. And then Moses had appointed 72 elders to govern the people. And the word elder is presbyter, the root word for priest. And so that same structure of 1, 12, and 72 is how Jesus establishes the new Israel. And in today's gospel, you know, the Lord sends out the 72 on a training mission and gives them, set of instructions as to how they're to go out and to proclaim the gospel. As we reflect upon the priesthood today, you know, one of the blessings that I've experienced being a priest is a clear sense of purpose and mission in life. You know, before I was called to the priesthood, you know, I remember sitting in school and I felt like I was wasting my talents and the time I had been given. You know, there was a lack of a higher purpose in my life, and there was something, you know, below the surface that was kind of gnawing at me. And I remember sitting in class just wondering, like, what am I doing here? You know, why am I spending all this time studying? You know, what's the purpose? You know, I didn't have a higher reason to dedicate myself to. And I didn't know where to look to find that deeper level of meaning. But that all changed when I was called to the priesthood and responded to that call. You know, suddenly I had a very clear mission and purpose. You know, every day I would get up after that, and I knew that I had a reason and a purpose for living that day. And that's something that I didn't have before, you know, I heard the call to the priesthood. And in terms of a mission, you know, what mission could be more important than the salvation of souls? You know, leading people from eternal death to eternal life. There's nothing that could be more important to dedicate ourselves to than the salvation of souls. And who could we possibly work for that's better than working for the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You know, that's the to be an instrument in his hand. You know, there's nothing greater than that. But that sense of purpose and mission applies not just to the priesthood, but it applies to every vocation. You know, every single one of us as members of the church has a purpose and a mission that the Lord is sending us on. He wants us to be his witnesses to this world. And he wants to use us in amazing ways. And he wants to multiply our limited abilities and talents 100-fold for his glory and the good of his kingdom. And so it's important for us, you know, as members of the church, to have a clear sense of the mission that we're called on. You know, too many people live their life just going after fleeting desires. You know, whatever looks good at the moment. Well, this looks like it's going to be fun, or going after pleasure, or power, or some position at work, or whatever it might be. You know, so many people just live based upon going after whatever whim comes into their mind at that time. And we will never find fulfillment if we're doing that. Fulfillment comes when we see ourselves in the light of Jesus Christ, and we recognize and discover the mission that he has for our life. And when we place ourselves completely and totally to be instruments in his hands for his glory. When we do that, that's when we find a true sense of mission, because we're uniting ourselves to the mission of Jesus Christ. And so this applies to any state in life, any vocation. So if someone is married, there's a big difference between viewing marriage as, well, this is just what I want to do with my life, for seeing marriage as God's calling, that God has placed you as a husband or wife in the service of your spouse and of your family to help lead them to salvation, to embrace the teachings of marriage, openness to life and fidelity, you know, as part of Jesus Christ's mission and your calling from him. You know, if someone's in school as a young person, you know, to recognize that God has placed you there and that you're in a position to work hard in your studies, to develop your intellect as God wants you to do, and to be an example to the other students around you. You know, St. Dominic Savio, he was 14 years old when he died. And one of the things that made him such an incredible saint is he was an example of holiness that had a profound impact on those around him. And so even a young person in school, by embracing holiness, can have a tremendous impact on others. You know, if someone is single, you know, to reflect upon how God has given you time and certain resources and how he wants to use those in a unique way for the building up of his kingdom. And so each one of us is called to be a witness to Jesus Christ. And we find true meaning when we unite ourselves to a higher purpose and we're not living for ourselves, but we're living and uniting ourselves to Jesus Christ and to his plan of salvation. You know, this happens in a special way through the priesthood, but in various ways through different states of life. And there is so much anxiety and hatred and bitterness and rivalries and greed and evil. And there's just so much darkness in this world. When we devote ourselves to Christ and allow ourselves to become instruments in his hands, amazing things can happen, and the goodness and the peace of Christ come into this world. It happened with the 72 that Christ sent out. They were amazed at the effects. You know, demons were driven out. The sick were healed. When we dedicate ourselves to Christ and allow ourselves to be his instruments, incredible goodness can flow into this world and can impact those around us in a powerful way. And so I encourage us this week, as we reflect upon today's gospel, to take 15 or 20 minutes that we set aside and reflect upon our state in life. What is the vocation that God is calling us to, or what is the vocation that we are in? And to recognize that is not by chance, that is by design. And to internalize that this is not just something that we're doing on our own, but this is something that is a mission from Jesus Christ. And allow Christ to look at us and for us to recognize that we are commissioned by him. And to ask the question, how can we lay ourselves down more perfectly and more fully to be instruments in his hands?